This is URN.
The Sports Show Breakdown.
The green and gold have erupted on the first
half.
What a save by Jonathan Betts.
Goal for the All-Stars. There's a new band of merry men in Nottingham.
This is URN Sport.
Yes, it is. Welcome to URN Sport. This is the Saturday show, bringing you all of the live coverage from around the grounds. Okay, well, that means we are still following your game between Aston Villa and Watford. Any updates so far?
Not really. I think Watford are in possession. They've been in possession for the past 2 or 3 minutes. I think they're playing keep ball, playing it in the corners, trying to run down the clock.
Oh, it's a goal for Everton! A goal for Everton!
Oh, my goodness.
It's in the 94th minute. I think that's Ross Barkley.
Ross Barkley.
Oh, I feel so sorry for Bournemouth. Oh. They've had terrible luck. Oh, it bounced around in the box and Ross Barkley was found on the right-hand side. He just swept it in. Everton fans are jumping on the pitch after scoring a last-minute goal to win 3-2 at Bournemouth. Basically, Roberto Martinez has moved on Gibson now. Bournemouth are making one last-ditch attack. Number 15 is charging forward. He's gone last minute. This could be it. The ball's been whipped in. Oh, ahead! It's in! Bournemouth in the line at 96!
Stanislas!
Junior Stanislas!
Oh,
wow! Wow, what an ending!
What is happening?
Weird 2 minutes! Wow, Bournemouth just threw everything forward. They found the man on the left-hand side, whipped in. Stanislas rose unopposed and headed it in to make it 3-3. Wowee!
Bet those Everton fans are regretting their pitch invasion.
Yes.
Well, in what seems like an ongoing story elsewhere, Swansea City are every week there seems to, or even every day, there seems to be a story saying that Gary Monk is going to be leaving, even though the players seem to back him, the owner seems to back him, and has even come out and said that 100% there is full backing for Gary Monk, and he believes he can get him out of this dip. But they are currently on, I believe, one win in 11 games, and is that good enough form for the Premier League? Should he? Well, I mean, obviously it's not, but do you reckon he can bounce back from this? Because he's such an inexperienced manager.
I mean, it's such high pressure now. I think it also links to about Southampton struggling this season. I think the standard in one or two years of the Premier League has just risen so dramatically that you can't really lose. Every game is so tough that now you can have runs where you, against most teams, where you don't win a game for 12 matches. As we've seen with Villa, obviously, we're now with like Swansea. So I think the pressure's really on every team now, and all the chairmen are saying this, you know, because the money involved, that performances do matter. And I think there was a quote from Martin O'Neill, I think, saying that you're only 3 or 4 matches away from a sacking now in the Premier League. I think with Gary Monk, it's a very tough time. This is going to be a really interesting few weeks, because his next 3 matches, I believe, are Liverpool, City and Leicester. So if he doesn't get any points out of those, then the stats are just going to get even worse.
But at the same time, I mean, getting points out of those, if this had been when Swansea were actually on form at the start of the season, doing pretty well, Andre Ayew playing really well for them, then realistically, they would have said, oh, if we get like 1 point out of those 9,
definitely,
we'll take that, I suppose. You know, it's not great, but it's something.
I think he hasn't obviously then laid, he hasn't got a buffer to have that leeway now. I think he had the chance. Obviously, the problem with the team now is the players that were in form, Gomez and Ayew, are struggling to score, and no one else is chipping in either. I think I read somewhere there's only been 4 goal scorers for Swansea this season.
Shelby is going to be suspended for the next match after picking up 5 yellow cards.
Right, okay.
Ayew, as you said, hasn't been on form, and Bafétémbi Gomez hasn't scored in 713 minutes of football.
Since August, wasn't it? Yeah,
so not great form for him either. So it's very questionable whether Swansea will actually get the opportunity to come back in and start making an impact, because if they haven't got anyone to score, ultimately they're not going to win games, surely.
I wouldn't sack him at all.
Do you reckon he has good potential as a manager?
Yes, that's it. He is the living, breathing epitome of Swansea City Football Club. A player, a coach, a manager who understands the city inside out, understands the team inside out. Most importantly, though, he overall understands the club inside out. He knows every single facet of that. He's inexperienced, but he's promising. There are always going to be slip-ups when you're a manager. Loads of managers earlier in their careers have continual slip-ups, and that's why I think that they should stick with him. I don't think they're going to get relegated. I don't think they will at all. I think that their only expectations were, you know, top half. That's probably what their expectation could be. I think ride it out for the season. give him the experience and then see where you are. Obviously, their investments didn't go very well over summer. Ayew, of course, is probably a shining light, but Edair as a backup striker has been terrible. They're still missing Boney, obviously, and haven't really found a replacement for him yet. But I honestly would wait, and I want and see what he does in January as well with the transfer window, because you never know what they're looking for. And I wouldn't sack him.
I think the point is that he hasn't lost the dressing room, I don't think. I think all the team are still massively behind him. I just think that because he did so well last season, that the expectation now is everyone just expects him to carry on in that same vein. So everyone is expecting this masterpiece to keep staying in eighth for the whole of the season. So I agree. I think just need to stick with him. He's a young manager. I mean, it's not his first bad run as well. I think in his first season, he didn't win for 12 games at one point as well, and he's turned that around. So I think he's obviously bit inexperienced, so he's just going to have to find a way. If you let him find that way, then I think they can have more benefits of keeping him than getting rid of him.
Sam Allardyce said that he can't guarantee the Black Cats' survival. Guys, can anyone guarantee their survival?
Tony Pulis.
I mean, I'd give it a shot, but I don't think he's going anywhere from West Brom anytime soon unless Seda Berahino has his way. Guys, do you reckon that Sunderland, after an impressive performance today, beating Stoke 2-0, admittedly Stoke down to 10 men thanks to Shawcross getting a red card, do you reckon that Sunderland could actually have a chance of staying up?
Yeah, because Allardyce is the perfect relegation contender manager. He knows how to drill that defence. He knows how to work clean sheets out of a team that didn't look like it at all. He's obviously working now. I don't think many of their players went off for international duty, so he's had a couple of weeks with them drilling that in. And then that's it. All you have to do is make sure you get some clean sheets. You'll grab the odd goal. You'll get the odd win. And, you know, if he works on that, then I can't see any reason why they couldn't just stay up. It will be. This is his toughest assignment, though. Sounds like a film. Like Sam Allardyce 4. Sam Allardyce 4 in
the quest for peace.
Yeah, exactly. But no, this is his toughest job yet, with keeping a team up. This one, because they are really in dire straits. Investment was terrible over summer. Spent money wrong and no money at all, almost really. Mm-hmm. So he just has to hope that the back four gets drilled properly. But you know, that's two wins now. That's three wins out of four, I think. Three wins out of four or five games. Well, I mean, they've won
three, definitely.
Yeah. They beat Newcastle. They won today, and they won against Palace on Monday. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, it's not doing too badly.
Yeah, no, it's a good run of form that's given them at least a bit of hope, at the very least. I mean, before that, you know, without those wins, they would have been sitting on, 3 points? Which isn't quite so impressive. But, you know, even so, you've got Bournemouth, Newcastle and Aston Villa behind them. Do you reckon none of them will be able to escape?
I don't think Bournemouth will, disappointingly.
Just because of sheer number of injuries?
Yeah, injuries and bad luck have really not helped them.
I mean, they're missing Gradle, they're missing
Mings,
Wilson. And Wilson. Yeah.
And three also their defence as well. It's not pointed out enough, but the defence hasn't had that massive setback injury as such.
True.
But there have been a lot of little ones, which has meant that as a unit they haven't bonded properly this season, and that's always something.
I suppose
Mings is
that massive setback in the defence,
because
he was £8 million in from Ipswich.
After Mings left, you'd expect the new defence to sort of gel, but they've still had, you know, these odd injuries, and so they haven't really strung together a back four, which I feel bad for them. So I don't think Bournemouth will stay up, unfortunately. But looking at the bottom half, there's so many candidates, isn't there? Aston Villa, Newcastle, Norwich, Chelsea.
Never know.
Great bands. But I'm sorry, but I don't see Aston Villa staying up either.
Because
we talked earlier about the fact that they appointed a manager who didn't have Premier League experience. And I think that will not do well unless there's significant investment in January. I don't think they stand much of a chance. Mm-hmm. And then you have Newcastle, Norwich, possibly Watford as well. Though I know they're 11th, but they're still in the mix.
There is something about Watford, though, the fact that they're not playing pretty football, but they are playing solid football. They've built from the back. They have a decent strike partnership up front that can rely on each other. They haven't had any massive injuries, and you know, they are pretty much halfway to the points total that you would hope for them to be able to survive at a fairly early stage of the season. So I think they're doing okay.
Definitely, I think they've been lucky without having their injuries. They've had a good run of form. kept the 11 sort of as it is, bonded well. I think with obviously to Bournemouth, I think Bournemouth, the lack of investment has been unfortunate because they placed all the hope on the three, you know, Mings and Wilson and so forth, and they've all just now been in long-term injury. So the investments they did make are not playing, and I think also the lack of investment in that centre back partnership is really showing now into the last, you know, as we go into the season. I mean, I think there was one point in the season they were playing with a defence that they played in League One or something like this.
Yeah.
So I don't think they've got the squad, and I can certainly see three teams that could be below Sunderland at the end of the season, but I think it's going to be a tough task. But no, definitely Watford. I think Watford have got a chance of staying up with the team they've got.
Vardy scored! He scored!
Oh my God!
This is URN.
The Sports Show Breakdown.